everybody. TechFest is the time of year where the research department really gets to show off what they've been working on, all the cool projects all year long, to the Microsofties and to you guys. So today, we're going to show you what Bill and Nelson have been working on, some really cool stuff involving virtual painting programs. How would you describe what you've been working on?
Well, so, you know, painting programs have been around for a long, long time. I mean, it's nothing new there. But if you really think about what they've been like, it's been more of like a caricature of what real-world painting is like.
Yeah.
Because the fact is that real-world painting, you know, you've got things like a brush with thousands of bristles in it, and it interacts with the tooth of the canvas, and it, you know, each individual bristle can be loaded in a different kind of paint. It's very complicated. It hasn't really been feasible to simulate.
Yeah, nothing out there has currently blown my mind at all.
Well, we're trying to do so.
Okay. Nice.
So we've been working on this, trying to come up with some new algorithms that'll give a really organic and natural look to digital painting.
Okay.
So,
and do you want to start here? It's called Project Gustav, right?
Right.
Okay, and why don't you explain to me what you're going to show me here?
Sure. So here is our application running on a tablet PC.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this tablet PC is touch sensitive.
Yep.
So you can use gesture to manipulate your canvas.
Okay.
So this is a painting I did earlier. So I'm now going to show you, see, you can pick a color.
You did that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, I did the paint blending.
Okay.
and build the brush simulation, which he will show you in a minute.
Okay.
So you see here, I can draw with my finger, and you see actually it's touch area sensitive.
Yeah.
You see different area on the touch, you see? Okay, let me put down another color and then smear with it.
That's fun. Excellent.
Right.
Now, it looks like you're actually painting on a canvas. Can you paint on other textures as well? Is there an option for a smooth piece of paper?
Sure. Here is the option for different paper texture. So I just changed into another texture. Maybe it's not very visible here, but you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you another one. Okay.
And was this entire painting done using the touchscreen, using your fingertips?
Yes, actually. And actually, I used this stylus here.
Mm-hmm.
So on this tablet PC, what you can do is to sense the stylus, and you say, here's a chalk here. I can paint like this and then smear with my finger. Okay, I should switch to this. So we can very quickly say, I want to put some red here and then smear right here.
Wow, that's awesome. That looks like so much fun.
Yes.
All right, Bill, so what have you got on your machine?
Okay, so you know, our hope is this is not just fun, but it's actually, you know, something that'll be useful for serious designers and artists as well. And you know, part of that is the ability to get really fine-grained control of your brush. We can different brush models here, and you can twist and tilt your brush, so it's almost like you're holding a real brush in your hand. And depending on how you hold it.
Wow, that's gorgeous. Now, do you have the option, should you want to use like a mouse and keyboard as well?
Sure.
Do you need this third-party peripheral?
That works too. You can use the mouse.
Okay.
You know, your experience will be a little bit enhanced if you have
Absolutely.
The higher-end tablets and things like that. But we think these things will eventually become, you know, fairly ubiquitous. So now here's one effect that, you know, we worked to get working nicely. A palette here, a mixing palette, like a real-world mixing palette,
wow.
where you can mix the colors together, and it shows you up here what's...
It literally looks like I'm staring at a painting, a canvas and paint being mixed. It's unbelievable. I'd like you've even included the shadow of the brush there to really make it feel completely immersive.
Yeah, so and when you do the painting here, you see the kind of strokes we get are very realistic.
What about pressure sensitivity? Anything like that incorporated yet?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it is pressure sensitive.
Okay.
The amount you press, if you just touch a little bit, you just get a little fringe.
Gotcha.
Press harder, you get more.
Cool.
You can actually see the debug key here. It shows you the brush deforming from the side.
This is awesome.
See this other brush here. It's got two side views here to kind of show you what's going on with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we can change
wild.
This stiffness here of the brush. So now we've got a softer brush, so it kind of, let me zoom in a little bit there so we can see that better.
That's great. Now it looks like you're painting with like an acrylic or an oil. What about watercolor or other types of paintings?
Ah, yes. Well, we're interested in working on those
okay.
different kinds of media, but this is what we have so far is oil
Very cool.
and kind of chalk pastel. But we do have some expertise in-house, and so we hope to to move on
to that. So you've got, you know, all the colors, different sort of materials you can paint on. I see you've got various brushes.
Using this kind of funky brush here, we can mix up some colors and come up here and, you know, add some more details to this tree. And the paint loading gives you very natural looking strokes, and the ability to control all the different degrees of freedom of this brush means that it doesn't, you know, you can avoid looking repetitive, like having the same stamp placed all over the brush.
Very cool. And now, when can people, or can people now, is this downloadable? How can we sort of get a taste of it, play with it a little bit?
You'll have to talk to the manager about that. But, you know, we're talking with various different groups inside Microsoft to see if we can find some way to get it out to the people.
But for now, I can play with yours.
Well, you can, yes. That doesn't help your viewers much.
It's all about me anyway. That's a wrap.